And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Another IHSA calendar year set to start Monday with the first official day of fall sports practices. We're catching up today with new Mercer County High School Athletic Director Dustin Murray. So, Coach Murray, as we start, how's the transition been going for you into the new role?
No, it's been cool. You know, it's interesting kind of taking over on the, you know, the administration side, learning the ins and the outs, learning about all the sports. You know, I'd been heavily involved in the football program, but now, you know, learning the ins and outs of volleyball and girls and boys golf and cheerleading and dance and all that stuff. And, you know, now learning the how much is behind the scenes that you don't see, you don't know about until all of a sudden somebody pops the question to you and you go, I never thought of that. Well, that's my job. So just learning that, that's fun stuff. It's a learning curve and, you know, but it's an exciting transition. And, you know, I'm excited as we get ready to start the fall sports season and what our athletes can do on the field.
Well, I know the school year obviously hasn't started yet for Mercer County, but kind of just speaking to your role as athletic director, there's a lot going on in the summer for pretty much every athletic program. So for you, what does this first summer kind of look like as the athletic director?
Yeah, it was kind of wild actually, because normally, you know, I'm going to weightlifting for boys in the mornings and then having, you know, football on the field activity stuff. And I didn't have any of that stuff with stepping down. But now, you know, coordinating, hey, boys are in the weight room at this time. The girls are in the weight room at this time. Girls basketball has open gym this night. Boys are playing this night. Just learning all those different things and how much our athletes do and how much our athletes prepare for the upcoming school year. You know, hats off to our kids who, you know, we've got a small school and our kids do a ton of things. So it's cool to see the kids work in the summer. You know, I still want them to be kids and, you know, go out and do what they're supposed to do and have fun and enjoy and be off school. But, you know, our kids put a lot of work in the summer. So it's been neat to see that point kind of all sports coming together, you know, to work with these athletes, because all of our sports have to coexist together to use our athletes for our teams to be successful.
Well, I think an advantage for you taking over as the athletic director is, you know, one, you've been around the district for a while now and you've coached both boys sports and girls sports too, and also a teacher in the building. So you've been around, you know, the Mercer County School District, Mercer County Athletics for a while. How much of a help has that been in the transition, kind of the familiarity that you already have?
Oh, absolutely. You know, knowing a lot of the sports and knowing the boys and the girls side has been, you know, a tremendous help. I couldn't imagine being, you know, someone new stepping in, learning, you know, because I still know all the kids, the faces, I know all the coaches, you know, I've got a good rapport with them. Just now taking that relationship to a different level where now, you know, I can be the one they come to when they need something, you know, and when Coach Hofer was here and the athletic director and even Coach Zonkel, I tried to do whatever I could do to help them. So they had given me responsibilities that, you know, kind of led me to this role. And now, you know, ultimately I'm the one that's making those calls, but you know, the familiarity piece has been made this transition so much easier. You know, that I know a lot of these things and have dealt with some of these situations. Now there's still curveballs being thrown every day of the week at you. But no, the familiarity, being in the building, knowing the athletic program, cause now this is starting my 13th year here at Mercer County. That's tremendous. And I would be really worried walking into a school where I didn't know what I was doing. You know, I don't know what I'm doing anyway sometimes with the athletic director, because there's going to be learning curves this year and people just got to be patient with me. But no, having the familiarity of knowing Mercer County sports and the athletic programs has been a tremendous help and made the transition a whole lot smoother.
Something that, you know, you'll be working with a lot more closely now is the facilities athletically, right? So kind of looking at the facilities that Mercer County plays at or in athletically, what's kind of your assessment, I guess? And is there any specific upgrades or maybe updates is a better word to anything specifically that you're looking at?
Yeah, you know, our facilities, I was talking to someone and I couldn't sleep the other day. I was up about 3:30 just thinking about stuff. And if anybody noticed, the football field lights were on at 5:30 the other morning, cause I was doing my AD duties and checking to make sure the lights worked. You know, we've got one of the premier places, I think, for class 2A football, in, you know, that George Pratt Memorial Field and that, you know, ultimately, you know, I'll go ahead and say it out loud. I would love to put turf on that field. And if anybody listening would love to donate money to put turf on that, I would gladly accept it. Because we don't know of what the school is planning on doing, of maybe some expansion, some renovation, adding some things. But, you know, ultimately, if we lose that practice space behind the concession stands there out back, I'd love to have a turf football field so that we could make it a community spot. You know, we can play junior high football games. We can play YSF football games down there. Heck, we'll talk to the park district. We could have T-ball down there. You know, make it a community space, something that the community, you know, the whole Mercer County community is excited to use. Ultimately, that would be my major goal. I'd love to get turf down there. I'd love to, you know, I'd love to see maybe some expansion in some of our athletic facilities. I know one thing that I will beat the dead horse on is we need storage at the high school. Our storage is terrible. I'd love to see us expand a little bit. You know, I love the gym we have. It's a great setup. It's a rocking place on a Friday night. You get the pep band going. You know, we pack the stands. It's a pretty cool setup. You know, can we make it better? Absolutely. I'd love to see our weight room facilities improve. You know, maybe finding a bigger space, you know, for our athletes to train. You know, we've got a full-time strength and conditioning coordinator now with Jason Kenny taking that role, giving him the facilities to be able to train our athletes and have them in peak performance. You know, so those are some facilities I'd love to see. You know, you'd always love to have a new gym and that, but, you know, we painted the gym this summer. The floor got waxed. You know, we took the banners down. We're going to look at maybe putting up some new stuff to try to get that going. It got a paint lift. I think I'm excited for people to come see the paint. It looks great in there. You know, some of the branding that Mrs. Cooper has done in the school has been awesome to make the facilities look good. You know, ultimately, I know they're still building the baseball field out at Northside. That would be cool at some point, you know, to see that project completed. I'd love to get new lights out at the softball diamond at Apollo. Maybe that's the softball coach being selfish in me. But, you know, expanding it and getting facilities that we're proud of. No, ultimately, I'm going to say it out loud. My main goal, I would love within 5 to 6 years to have turf down on that football field. And, you know, I don't know what that process looks like. I know Mr. Ruggles did a tremendous amount of work when he did that track. But I'd love to get turf down there and make it a premier facility, even more so. But, you know, ultimately, if I can't get it done, we've still got Terry Bewley, who takes care of that field phenomenally. It's in great shape down there. It's been watered even with the drought this summer. You know, we did a bunch of turfus work to it. And, you know, we all know rain day, it might get a little sloppy down there. But, you know, I that's one thing I think we're very blessed in, is to have the facilities we do have and, you know, the people in place that have kept them clean and kept them up to par, and some things we want to do and some new exciting stuff. I want to put my spin on it, but I still want the tradition of Mercer County and Mercer County Athletics to live on through that. But
all right, so this will be the last year that Mercer County is a member of the Lincoln Trail Conference, is the Consolidated School District. It's the only athletic conference that the school's been affiliated with, of course, moving to the Three Rivers Athletic Conference starting with the 2024-25 school year. For you, just kind of looking ahead to that, first off, kind of just your initial reaction to the move. I know it was a few months ago. I guess what's kind of your view looking forward to that transition?
Yeah, we're all in. I'm excited for this transition. I'm excited to renew some of those rivalries and create those rivalries with, you know, Mercer County Rock Ridge, Mercer County Sherrard, Mercer County Orion. You know, get some of that local excitement back in, you know, our part of the state, you know, with Mercer County and Rock Island County, and get those teams excited. Is there some nervousness? Absolutely. But you're going to have that with change. But, you know, change can be a good thing, and I'm hoping it's a springboard for our athletic programs to embrace this change. Now, scheduling-wise, I'm very nervous about the upcoming year and scheduling, but, you know, I've got some friends who are track ADs who I think I can lean on big time to help me with the scheduling and that. That's just from an athletic director side of creating, you know, new basketball schedules, new football schedules, new golf schedules, new baseball, softball schedules. But, you know, no, we're all in. You know, the board decided to go to the track. You know, we're going to be all in. We're going to do everything we can to make that transition as smooth as possible. And, you know, the LTC has been a great conference, and I wish them nothing but the best. And I've created a lot of friends through that, but, you know, ultimately sometimes change is inevitable and needed. And, you know, at this time, you know, we're going to make that jump to the track. And, you know, I know the track has some changing landscape, but, you know what, I think we've got some solid programs in the track with other schools, and you know, we're just going to take it one day, one season, one school year at a time. And you know what, it's exciting. I'd love to try to, I actually sent an email to Rockridge about maybe trying to create maybe a little rivalry game between Rockridge, Mercer County, maybe Rockridge, Sherrard. Maybe we can get a traveling trophy back. I've heard rumors about the old shoe from Alexis and Alito days. But, you know, just creating those rivalries, getting the community involved. We'd love to see, you know, those stands packed on a Friday night, regardless of who we're playing. But maybe if we play, you know, if we're playing Rockridge down at George Pratt Memorial Field on a Friday night in a football game, we can get a nice crowd, you know, playing a girls basketball game on a Thursday night against Sherrard, I think is, you know, going to bring people and attract people and get people excited for athletics and celebrating what our young people can do.
Well, you touched on the kind of shifting landscape of the track a little bit. Now, obviously there's been some movement with Mercer County joining next school year, Morrison will be leaving. It looks like potentially Bureau Valley could be on the way out next school year as well. St. Bede left at the end of the previous school year. So obviously, like you alluded to, a lot of kind of moving pieces. When you look at that, I guess, what is your reaction? Is there any concern with any of that stuff going on?
You know, there's always concern about moving pieces and moving parts. But, you know, I think ultimately things will shake down to where they need to be. And I think we're in a place where, you know, there's a lot of members of the track conference that I think are solid. You know, and yeah, there was some apprehension with the administration. We were nervous about this, you know, this could happen, but you know, there's going to be change. And so are we nervous? Yeah, I'll say a little bit deep down, you know, when I saw the thing with Bureau Valley, I wasn't surprised. But you know, it's part of the game, and you know, we're going to do the best that we can to, you know, give our athletes the opportunities. And, you know, is that having conversations with other track athletic directors and principals about what that changing landscape looks like? Maybe. So, you know, it's exciting. It's, you know, there's, it's exciting, but there's also a nervousness to it. But, you know, I told someone said, well, how do you feel about this move? And I said, hey, we're all in. You know what? There's people that are upset about it. We can be upset about it, but hey, it's the way it's going. We're just going to, you know, we're going to deal with it, and we're going to worry about ourselves, and we're going to put the best Mercer County Golden Eagle team and program out that we can, you know, and give our athletes the best opportunities that we can and go from there.
All right. And just kind of speaking generally now, looking ahead to the upcoming school year, just kind of give us an outlook on Mercer County High School Athletics for the 2023-24 school year.
Super excited about what's going to happen with this upcoming year and where the program's going. I'm excited for our fall sports to start off. Heck, we start a golf match first, August 10th. You know, that's right around the corner. So that's exciting that golf is coming, you know, up so fast. And volleyball and football to set us off on the right program. You know, as we transition into the winter, I'm really excited about what our coaches have done, because we've had a lot of good work in the summer of these kids working hard. So it's exciting. I'm really excited for this year. I'm hoping for a lot of success, you know. Personally, me, you know, I thought we had a great end of the school year. I'm going to say selfishly on the softball side, you know, I was super excited how that ended. So it just kind of fueled my fire. And now being in this athletic director role, I'm really excited to watch all of our sports because that's been something that I think is awesome.
All right, that's Mercer County High School Athletic Director Dustin Murray joining us as the Golden Eagle set to begin another school year. Of course, as we mentioned earlier, the first day of fall sports practice coming up on Monday, August the 7th. Coach Murray, thanks for talking with us, and good luck with the new role. Looking forward to working with you.
Hey, really appreciate it, Ty. Looking forward to seeing everybody August 18th at Meet the Eagles Night. Come on out and see all of our fall sports teams. Looking really excited to it and ready to roll.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.